There are no plans for a casino on the site. There is a statue of Jean Nicolet not far from the 10-acre property the Ho-Chunk recently bought. But tribal spokesperson Katie Matha says Nicolet's arrival there is not the reason the tribe bought the site, known as the Red Banks in tribal legends.
For as long as the Ho-Chunk can recollect, the Red Banks have been the home of our creation stories. So when the offer came up to purchase it, we went after it.
Matha says tribal members still visit the area to perform ceremonies honoring their origins. Historians don't agree exactly where Nicolet first made contact with Native Americans in Wisconsin, but anthropologist Nancy Laurie says 17th century documents from Jesuit missionaries provide strong evidence that when he arrived, the Ho-Chunk, then known as the Winnebago, were living in a well-fortified village on the shores of Green Bay. She says, unfortunately, residential development has destroyed the remains of ancient gardens the tribe cultivated there for centuries.
They're building a highway right down the spine of the peninsula, and they just wiped them out. There's been no real archaeological work on that aspect of it. The need to save what might be there is really crucial.
Most of the land the tribe has bought is undeveloped. Spokesperson Katie Matha says in addition to cultural preservation, the tribe is also committed to preserving the lakeshore savanna habitat around the site of their ancient village.
Ho-Chunk always believed that the environment is important and the place that we live, so we have to take care of that as well.
It was non-Indian naturalists in the area concerned about plans for developing the site who helped negotiate the sale. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.